Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
Nothing Like Music. Come on, Alfie. Guess which of my fists you think the penny is in.
Oh, leave me alone. I want to read this paper.
There you go, showing off. Bragging you can read.
Oh, you're in here, Jimmy. I told you to go to Mr. Dobson's for your piano lesson. Why are you still here?
I was just going, Mum, but Alfie stopped me to show him a trick, didn't you?
Yeah. No, I mean...
He can show you when he comes back, Alfie.
All right. Okay. Piano lessons on a Saturday. He usually goes Mondays.
Oh, it's only for this 1 week. Because Mr. Dobson will be away at a music festival on Monday.
Well, I think it's rotten sending a lad for a piano lesson on a Saturday, on his day off.
That wee scamp not gone for his lesson yet. Jimmy, do you know what time it is?
Yes, time I found a fresh home.
Don't you be cheeky, my lad.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't know why you send me to him every week. I'm getting nowhere with him. 2 years I've been going, and I still can't play chopsticks cross hands. I'm not kidding. He's as bad as TikTok Tilly.
Who?
Miss Trotter at our school. She takes music and games. We used to have one of them things for keeping time and it broke, so she gives us the time instead, you see. You should hear her. The beat. What's the beat? Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. She just sounds like a grandmother's clock.
I thought Jimmy was going for his piano lesson.
You see, Alfie, they've got piano lessons on the brain here. They keep reminding me in case I forget. I'll remind myself next week. I'll tie a knot in our Susan's neck.
Look, funny boy, I thought you were catching the 10 to 11 bus.
No, I'm catching the 74 bus.
Well, when you finish laughing, it's just this minute gone.
Has it? Oh, well, that settles it. I'll be too late. It's not worth going for my lesson now, is it?
Yeah, now, don't you worry, Jimmy. I'll run you down there on my bike.
That's a good idea. Thank you, Alfie.
Yes, thank you very much. Traitor.
Not at all. Yeah, after you, Jimmy.
Oh, all right. Ta-ra, everybody. You rotten lot. I know why my granddad wants me to learn the piano. If he ever gets his own pub, it won't cost him anything for a pianist.
Look, will you stop moaning and hurry up? I don't want to go too fast. We might have an accident.
I hope we do. Then I could get out of lessons with Dizzy Fingers and out of TikTok Tilly's band as well.
What band?
She started a school band in every classroom and she wants either me or Ozzy on the piano in ours.
Oh, I see. Why don't you have a go at it? You might have some fun.
Oh, yes, it'll be a scream. Rehearsing daft old tunes week after week, just so we can have a night out in Liverpool.
Oh, is that the reward for being in the band?
Yeah, that's right, Alfie. An evening of chamber music in the Philharmonica Hall.
Well, come into the music room, James. Let my hour of agony commence.
Right, Mr. Dobson. Sorry I'm a few minutes late, but...
Oh, yes. Now play me the Bluebells of Scotland.
Right, Mr. Dobson. Just sit back, close your eyes, and get ready to be sent.
Well, get on with it, boy.
Right, Mr. Dobson. After two, five, six...
Stop that, James.
Ow, ow,
I said stop that, James. Cease, boy. I said stop that. Stop. Stop that noise at once, boy.
What did you stop me for? No. Don't tell me. I played a wrong note, didn't I?
You played a wrong note.
Yeah. Didn't you spot it?
Oh, James. I meant all that shouting, boy. That... Nonsense.
Oh, it was nothing. I just caught my finger while I was playing. I think it's all right. I'll just press it and...
Let me see that finger. Let me see it. Let me see that finger. Give me your hand, boy.
Oh, don't squeeze it. Ow. Ooh, the agony.
Oh, very interesting, isn't it? Oh, the agony, yes. Just now, your bad finger was on the other hand.
Oh, was it? Oh, well, that's two fingers I've done in. I'd better go home. You can't take me for a lesson now.
No. No, and you can't take me for a blithering idiot either. Oh, my God, no. Now, come along, just play that piece again.
But Mr. Dobson, my fingers...
There is nothing wrong with your fingers. Yet.
What do you mean, Mr. Dobson?
Any more trouble, James. And I shall have to get out my little black ruler.
Oh, no, not your little black ruler.
Yes, and you know what for, don't you, James?
Oh, my word, yes. You'll beat the time with it on me knuckles and wave it like a baton on me sit-upon.
Now, look, boy, cut out all this nonsense and get down to business. Now, play the piece again, correctly this time. Stop! Now listen, boy. You keep playing one note wrongly. Now, do you see? You do it every time.
Well, one note's not bad out of this lot. Which one is it? They all sound alike on your piano.
It's B flat.
I thought it was. We not any tune lately.
That will do, boy. Now, look. Now, you keep playing B natural. See? B natural. This one. This one. See, this one. Now, listen. Attention and listen. You should be playing B flat. This one. See, it's different. B flat. Yes.
Oh, a blacken.
Does it? Oh, you've had your last lesson. Go home, boy, and don't come here again. I cannot teach you, James, anymore.
You mean I'm perfect?
Get out! And if your family wish to know why I can teach you no more, there are several good reasons. Oh, my word, yes.
What are they?
No sense of rhythm, no feeling for melody, and a complete inability to understand the simplest of musical terms.
Oh, well, if you're that bad, no wonder you can't teach me. I've been kept in half an hour after school, and I'd like to know why.
You've not been kept in, James. You are here as a budding devotee of the musical muse, a worshipper at the shrine of St. Cecilia, as it were.
Oh, I thought I was here because I dropped a stink bomb during choir practice.
You know very well why you're here, to audition on the piano for your class's orchestra after your friend Oswald finished. The tempo, Oswald, watch the tempo, dear, to erect it. Tick-tock-tock, 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 tick-tock.
Hey, Miss Trotter, either he's running down or you won't wind it up.
All right, Oswald, you may take a rest.
You want in our class's band?
James, anyone would think you didn't wish to be in the band.
They'd be dead right. I mean, if they thought I wasn't good enough. Ozzy's the one. Pick him.
Oh, you surprise me. I thought you would have looked forward to the reward, the trip to Liverpool.
Oh, I'll miss that very much. That chamber music. All that Brahmies and Rimsky Nastikoff.
Really, James, you are a wag. No. I was referring to the afternoon when we visited Liverpool football ground.
Oh, yes. Well, I'll just have to... for a football match.
The local derby, Liverpool versus Everton. I have a friend there. And the coaching staff, actually. There'll be free seats in the stand, tea, biscuits, cakes afterwards. The chance to meet all the famous football stars. James, where are you going?
To play me audition for you.
You said I should pick Oswald.
Oh, never mind what I said. Get off that stool, fat dumb. 1, 2.
James, that's enough.
Well, there you are. I was tons better than Ozzy, wasn't I? So when do we go to Liverpool for the match? A concert?
We go nowhere till we have selected the pianist. And that will not be until next week when you and Oswald will have had time for lots and lots of lovely practice.
Oh, well, I'm sure you'll pick me because I'm going to practice every tune I can think of. Blue Bells of Scotland, Beethoven's Minaret in G, Nymphs and Shepherds and Moon Rocket.
Moon Rocket? I don't think I know that. How does Moon Rocket go?
You like the blue paper and stand well back?
I was just making some tea. Would you like a cup, Mr. Higginbottom?
Oh, no, thanks. I don't want to ruin a good thirst with tea. No, I'm only stopping a minute.
Well, I'll just go and get yours, Father.
Thanks, my dear. What is it, Higgy? Something about tonight's dirt match?
I've just heard Chuck Rogers can't play. And I wondered if you knew Phil Bartlett's address. He's the reserve.
Oh, why? Oh, he lives in Primrose Street. Number 27, I think.
Oh, I know it. Ah, near Town Hall.
That's right.
Here you are, Father. I've sugared it.
Thank you, my dear.
Who's that larking about on your piano?
Oh, it's Sir Jimmy. He's been at it for an hour.
What's the idea? I'm trying to get the neighbours to move.
Now, Mr. Higginbottom. Jimmy's been practising very hard, and he's definitely improving.
Is he? Well, it must have been shocking before.
All right, Higgy. Now, never mind what he says, Pat. Jimmy's getting better all the time.
Getting better, is he? I think the patient's had a relapse.
Now, look, he's only a boy. I'll bet he's a darn sight better than your horses.
You what? You... How would Ozzy could play better than that with his feet? Without taking his boots off.
Yeah, he's right, Grandad. Ozzy is clever with his feet. You should see him hanging from a tree, peeling a banana.
Jimmy, don't be cheeky.
Now, be fair, Pat. Higgy started the insult.
Oh, look, I'm not worried about his childish remarks or yours.
What?
No. Look, we'll all see who's the best player when Miss Trotter picks the one for the band.
Yeah.
Aye, it'll be Jimmy she picks.
She might pick him to carry the big drum.
Oh, Ozzy'll carry that in his mouth.
You'll have my fist in your mouth in a minute.
Look, you started this, Higgy, and you've said enough. If you want to back your Ozzy against Jimmy, put your money down now. Come on, how much?
I can't take your pension off you.
Never mind my pension. I'll bet you £2.
All right. It'll be like taking candy from a baby.
Yes, well, this time it won't be so easy. The baby will bite your hand off. Waiting for a 59 bus, Pinhead.
I mean, why are you still practising? It's 5 o'clock. Mother said you'd be finished by 4.
Well, I would have, except for one thing.
Oh, what?
I didn't start till 10 to 5. Now, if you don't mind, the genius would like to be alone.
Is that so?
Yes, so take your face somewhere else. Go to the zoo and frighten the lions.
You're not practicing anymore. Just get up off that stool.
Oh, I'll stick your head under the loud pedal if you pull me again. I'm practicing. Get out.
I will not. I want to tidy this room for me and Alfie.
What? You're not going to start snogging at 5 o'clock. Are you paying him overtime?
I'll smack your cheeky face in a minute. Alfie's bringing me a dress pattern to make.
Well, I'm stopping here. Alfie can go and get somebody else to make his dresses.
Oh, very funny. Look, you should have been in here this afternoon.
Well, what happened?
You should have been practicing.
On a Saturday afternoon? And miss all the sport on the telly? Oh, you're crackers.
Now, come on, off that piano stool.
Get off! Stop pulling me! Get off!
Oh, you little monster, I warned you.
Oh! Oh!
Now start crying. Go on.
I'm not crying. I'm not crying, Scraggy Neck. Never hurt me, see? Never hurt me. Never hurt me.
What's going on now?
She smacked me mouth. She nearly broke me jaw.
Well, why have you stopped? Why have you stopped crying?
Hey, who? Oh. I haven't stopped. Well, the pain's wearing off a bit.
Susan wouldn't smack you for nothing.
He's supposed to have finished his practice, Mother, and he's only just started. You said I could come in here at 5.
Quite right. Come on, Jimmy, out.
Oh, you're on her side as usual.
Now, don't you be cheeky to me, or you will have something to cry about. Now, come on.
All right. You can have the room, Scraggy Neck. Get it nice and clean for your boyfriend. Build the fire up, and then sit on it.
Oh, you are a funny little boy. Funny looking. Oh, that'll be Alfie, Mother. Take him in the living room, will you please, until I tidy here?
Right you are, dear. Let him in, Jimmy.
Oh, all right, Mum. And then I'll let myself out. I'm not wanted here.
Now, stop feeling sorry for yourself. Bring Alfie in here and we'll have a nice cup of tea. And some of those fresh cream cakes.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll leave home after tea. And I'll be back for my supper.
Hello, Jim.
Oh, well, if it isn't Miss Hall. Come in, madam.
Ah, Jim, I can't fit you up. What do you mean, Miss Hall?
Susan told me she's making you a new dress.
Oh, yes, she... No, she isn't.
Hey, I hope you're not wearing a miniskirt with your hairy legs.
No, shut up. You know it's not me. It's Susan.
She's wearing a miniskirt with hairy legs. Yeah.
No, it's not a miniskirt.
Jimmy, what are you doing out there? I told you to bring Alfie in the living room.
Yeah, hello, Mrs. Clitheroe. He's trying to pull my hairy leg. Gabby... He's trying to kid me.
He was just saying, oh, Susan's wearing a miniskirt.
I said she wasn't, and neither am I.
I should hope not, Alfie.
Why shouldn't Susan wear a miniskirt, Alfie?
Because he's got hairy legs. I mean, Oh, say, shut up. He's trying to confuse me, Mrs. Clitheroe.
And I'm not doing a bad job, am I?
Oh, they're impatient, whoever they are.
Maybe they've found out Alfie's escaped.
That's enough cheek from you. Cut it out. Oh, Mr. Higginbottom.
Yes, missus. And I want to see that twisting young boy of yours.
Well, I don't want to see you.
Well, what do you mean? Come on in.
I'll tell you what. Ah, there you are, you little hooligan.
Alfie, Mr. Higginbottom's talking to you.
Hello, Mr. Higginbottom. What do you want?
Shut up, nutcase. I'm talking to this little cheating brat.
No, just a minute. Don't you call him that.
I'm sorry, missus. But he's been trying to nobble our Aussie. He's been trying to stop him practising because he knows our Aussie will be picked for the band.
I haven't been near your Aussie all day. And I don't care how much he practises. He'll still sound like a chimpanzee wearing boxing gloves.
That'll do, Jimmy. Now, what makes you think Jimmy's been interfering, Mr. Higginbottom?
I'll tell you. Aussie couldn't practice all day because the piano was locked. And guess where we found the key? In your son's school satchel that he left at our house last night.
I see.
And when we got the piano open, half the notes wouldn't play. Why? Because somebody had opened the top and stuffed a cushion inside.
Right, Miss Higginbottom, just leave this to me.
Now, Mum, don't lose your temper. Let me explain.
Go on then, explain. I'm listening.
I'm thinking. I mean...
It had better be good.
That's what I was thinking.
Ah, come on, James. Cheer up. It's not the end of the world.
No, but it's the end of my trip to Liverpool. Fancy picking Ozzy for the band. It's just because she doesn't like me, old trotter.
Now, don't moan. She picked Ozzy because he was better than you in spite of all your cheating.
What do you know? She put me off when we had the test. Timpoo dreams. Timpoo. Tick, 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 tock, 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 tick, tock, tock. She was talking when she should have ticked. I wish I'd have had our back door key. I'd have stuck it in her ear and wound her up.
I don't know what you're complaining about. Poor old Grandad's lost 2 pounds.
Come in, Miss Trotter. Jim, Miss Trotter wants to have a word with you.
I'd like to have a word with her. Only I'm not allowed to say it.
Yes, James. A change of plans. Oswald's on the injured list, so we've got to play our substitute, or rather, our substitute's got to play. One man's meat and it's nil win. And all that. What?
Alfie, you found your match here. What's she on about?
Well, I think Ozzy's ill because he's eaten some meat and got the wind up. I mean...
Ozzy's hurt his hand, so Miss Trotter wants you to play in the band after all.
Oh, that's smashing. What's wrong with Ozzy? As if anybody cared. Oh, I must go and ring him up.
Oh, well done. A very sporting gesture. Offer your sympathy and all that, huh?
Oh, yes, I'll sympathise. After I've had a laugh.
Take no notice, Miss Trotter. They're very good friends, really.
Oh, I understand. We've all said the same thing at school, haven't we? She's my best friend, I hate her.
What was all?
Oh, yeah. Except she was a boy. My best girl, I mean. Friend. Because she was at a boy's school. I mean, I was.
Quite. Yes. Well, I must be off. Mr. Clitterow, now I've given James the news.
Oh, right, yes, well, I'll see you to the door.
No, don't trouble. I'll see myself out. Cheerio, Mr. Hall. Goodbye, Mr. Clitterow.
Goodbye.
Ta-da, Miss Bigsfoot. Get trotted.
So Jimmy's come out on top again, eh?
Yeah, he's dead lucky. Yeah, if he fell in the river, he'd come up with a pocket full of fish.
Fat Ozzy. He only pretended that he'd hurt his hand, so I'd have to go in the band.
Yeah, but what about Liverpool, the match? Isn't that still on?
Yeah, but we've got to rehearse every rotten Saturday morning for 8 weeks, and that's when the Black Hand Gang football team practice. Ozzy knows if I don't go to practice, I'll be dropped out of the team.
Oh, I see. Was a bit sneaky, pretending to be hurt.
Oh, don't worry. He might have been pretending about his hand today, but he won't be pretending about his jaw tomorrow. I'll show him how to play chopsticks with the drumsticks on his chops.
Involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan, with Derek Giler, Tony Melody, Daphne Oxenford, and Harry Haywood on the piano. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Out of the Black Hand Gang team, but he forgot something. When he had to drop out of the band, his father had to give my granddad his £2 back. So Ozzy agreed to change the Black Hand Gang football practice to Sunday morning after church. Well, if I'd have opened my mouth, Mr. Higginbottom would have closed Ozzy's. So I'm happy, my granddad's happy, and I hope, now you've heard it all, You're happy. Ta-ra!
Thank you.